Hello and welcome to J-Talk Short Corner, the mini-pod that covers all things J3 of the J-League. I'm your host, Mike Innes, and in this episode, I'll be looking back on the games in J3 Round 14, as well as previewing the midweek J3 participation in the Lavan Cup and in the Emperor's Cup coming up this weekend. There were 8 games on Saturday the 18th of May. After losing for the first time all season in round 13, Ormia Ardija bounced back with a routine win at Kamatamari Sanuki. Arthur Silva with the opener following a neat team move. Niki Urakami dinking in Masato Kojima's cross for the second. Takamitsu Tomiyama hit the bar and a fierce drive from Kojima brought a good save out of Yosuke Imamura as Ormia looked for a third. The away goal only ever in danger when Rion Ichihara's underhit back pass allowed in Kaima Akahoshi, whose shot was blocked by keeper Takashi Kasahara. Final score, Sanuki 0, Ormia 2. A first defeat in 4 for Kamatamare, although they remain outside the bottom two. Ardija's advantage at the top now stands at 10 points. Ormia's fellow ex-J2ers Zvegan Kanazawa made it 9 unbeaten with a come-from-behind win at AC Nagano Parseiro. Nagano themselves had won their previous 6 matches in all competitions and went in front in the 4th minute, Reo Yamanaka brilliantly picking out a late run by Takeya Kuroishi, who side-footed into the roof of the net. But for Kanazawa, Masaya Kojima's low drive against the post constituted a warning shot, and they drew level just before the break. Amalison and Yuki Kajiura 1-2, opening up the home defence. The Brazilians finish, giving keeper Kim Min-ho no chance. And Zvegan took the lead soon after the restart. Kojima's cross headed in by Hayato Otani. From then on, Parseiro rarely caused problems for the visiting defence. Final score, Nagano 1, Kanazawa 2. Parseiro's winning run comes to an end and they drop to 9th. The good times continue to roll for Zvegan. They're well in contention in 5th. Also recovering from going a goal behind to claim the points were FC Ryukyu Okinawa in their home game with Tegevajano Miyazaki. Ren Inoue made an impactful first start for Miyazaki following his loan from Mito Hollyhock. In the 37th minute, swinging in a free kick for folk hero Keigo Hashimoto to bury the header. And Inoue almost made it 2-0, putting a fierce shot just wide from 20 yards. But in the end, the game belongs to Ryukyu's Yu Tomidokoro, his corner clipping off Hashimoto at the near post to reach Takeyuki Takeyasu, who headed powerfully in with 15 minutes to go. The decider came via a Tomidokoro free kick on 85 minutes, curled beyond visiting keeper Kokoro Aoki and in at the far post. That takes the veteran on to 5 for the season, already his best since 2018. Final score, Ryukyu 2, Miyazaki 1. Kim Jong-song's team lead a tightly bunched pack of chasers behind Ormia as they're up to 2nd. Yuji Okuma's Tegevajano stay 2nd bottom. Strong performance and a big win for Katane Toyama at home to FC Osaka. Toyama took the lead in the 14th minute. Mateus Leiria had some work to do after receiving Naoki Inoue's through pass, but he saw off Genki Egawa, cut back from the byline and slipped a shot inside the far post. In the push for a 2nd goal, Kyosuke Kamiyama drew a diving save from Osaka keeper Tatsunari Nagai. Yoshiki Takahashi volleyed just over and Mateus hit the bar from 10 yards. But Katane made the game safe on 77 minutes. Shosei Usui's exquisite back heel setting up Shinpei Nishiya for a low cross, controlled and dispatched by Takahashi. Daichi Matsuoka had a fizzing long-range effort tipped over by Nagai in injury time. At the other end, Tomoki Tagawa didn't have a meaningful save to make. Final score, Toyama 2, Osaka 0. The points help Katane climb to 7th, their highest position so far. One place above them on goal difference. For the Sky Blues, it's now 4 without a win, 3 without a goal. In Underachievers Corner, more disappointment for FC Imabari and Matsumoto Yamaga. At the Sunpro Arwin, Matsumoto's Hayato Asakawa scored for the 5th straight game in all competitions to give his side an early lead, heading in Ryuhei Yamamoto's cross. But Asakawa's teammates can seldom be relied upon to defend an advantage, and visitors Giramantz Kitakyushu took control of the game, Ryo Nagai hitting the bar from 25 yards and then equalising in injury time when he glanced in a corner by Rinpei Okano. Final score, Matsumoto 1, Kitakyushu 1. Yamaga supporters remain restless as their team drifts back down to halfway in the standings. Giramantz are hardly pulling up trees, but at least are consolidating in 15th. Meanwhile, on social media, Imabari fans are calling for the dismissal of coach Toshihiro Hattori after their team were beaten at home by Hattori's old club, Fukushima United. Imabari did take the lead in the 8th minute. Former Fukushima player Hikaru Arai left unmarked at the far post to sweep home Thomas Moskion's cross. The away team were quiet in the first half, but roared out of the blocks in the second. Takeaki Harigaya thundering a shot against the bar, and then, on 56 minutes, sending in the corner, which Ryo Shiohama rose to head in for the equaliser. And from there, Fukushima went on to take the points, despite having substitute Kiichi Yajima shown a straight red card only 6 minutes after entering the field, retaliating in response to a cynical foul by home defender Ryota Ichihara. The decider came with 8 minutes to go. Naoki Suzu's low cross, miscontrolled by Shiohama, but incisively dispatched by the in-rushing Uheji Uehata. The home side, in turn, had no response. Final score, Imabari 1, Fukushima 2. 4 league defeats in a row for Hattori's team, 3 of them in front of their home support. Shuhei Terada's Fukushima, in contrast, on a run of 4 straight wins to equal a club record. As reported on last week's pod, change of coach for Iwate Gruja Morioka, former general manager Takuya Jinno, is now in charge. No change in results. Not a classic at home to YSCC Yokohama, Jinno's team did come close to scoring when Kenneth Otabo headed Toi Kagami's corner against the bar. But the only goal came at the other end, and it came from Otabo's former schoolmate Onye Ogochukwu, who received Koki Matsumura's pass, outfought home defender Yuzuki Yamato and scored with a low shot. Final score, Iwate 0, YSCC 1. A single point from their last 6 matches and Gruja remain dead last in the standings. A scrappy 3 points for the Kanagawa Seagulls, but they're comfortable in 13th. That places YSCC just one place below FC Gifu, whose poor run of form continued with a defeat at Nana Club. Gifu were a goal up at the break, in part because a shot from the edge of the area by Nana's Yuki Okada cannoned off the Gifu crossbar, and in part because at the end of the half, Kosuke Fujioka's hooked pass set up Yuya Taguchi, whose shot deflected off defender Yudai Sawada and in. But Nana were more on the front foot in the second period, drawing level on 64 minutes through Ryosuke Tamura's far post finish. Not sure what Kentaro Kai was doing to cut out Yota Shimokawa's cross. And 11 minutes from time, Okada stole a winner, allowed space to run onto a long ball, his shot sneaking through the fingers of visiting keeper Tomoki Ueda. Final score, Nana 2, Gifu 1. Nana's home form, at least, is starting to give them something to build on. Gifu's winless streak now stretches to 7. That leaves 2 games on Sunday the 19th. And if Ryukyu are raising eyebrows by climbing to second, the same is true of SC Sagamihara, up to fourth following their best result of the season at Gainane Tottori. It was Daisuke Kato who in the 35th minute opened the scoring for the Green and Blacks, a thumping header to convert a cross from Taira Maeda. Two goals around the hour sealed the deal. First, Kosei Makiyama bundling it in following a corner. Then, a scramble after Akito Takagi's header hit the bar, awarded to Keisuke Ito, but clearly, in fact, a Makoto Fukuin own goal. Final score, Tottori 0, Sagamihara 3. Underwhelming stuff from Gainare on a run of conceding 3 in each of their last 3 games. Sagamihara have the best defensive record in the division and here got the rub of the green at the other end. And finally, the flip side of Ryukyu and Sagamihara's current lofty placings is that Azul Claro Numazu are holding on to third despite being winless in 5 following their home draw with Vanrare Hachinohe. A candidate for miss of the season illuminated this one. 88 minutes on the clock, 0-0 the scoreline, 4 yards out, and Numazu veteran Kengo Kawamata couldn't put his shot beyond the stretch of Hachinohe's Corky Maezawa, who deflected it round the post to safety. Final score, Numazu 0, Hachinohe 0. One of Azul Claro's characteristic strong finishes, but they just couldn't find the net. Vanrare barely had a shot on target all game, but are now unbeaten in 5. So now to run through the top and bottom of the league standings after round 14. The top 6 are Omiya with 33 points, Ryukyu with 23, Numazu, Sagamihara and Kanazawa all 22, Osaka 21. And it's worth underlining how tight it all is. 2 points further back behind Osaka are Gifu and they're in 12th. And down at the other end of the table, the bottom 6 are Kitakyushu, Hachinohe and Nara, all with 15 points, Senoki with 11, Miyazaki 10, and bottom of the table with 9, Iwate. Just time now for a quick look ahead to the Lavan Cup third round on Wednesday the 22nd, when there are 3 games involving J3 teams. The rule which gives home advantage to the lower ranked club still applies, so that means it's high-flying Ryukyu against Cerezo Osaka, Toyama against Vissel Kobe, and Nagano against Hokkaido Consadole Sapporo. Then, over the weekend, 16 J3 teams take part in 15 Emperor's Cup first-round ties. On Saturday the 25th, there's the single all-J3 game. That's Gifu against Numazu. At the Lemon Gas Stadium, Sagamihara take on Yamanashi Gakuin University Pegasus. At the Gogo Curry Stadium, Kanazawa meet Cornan University. Nara host Kyoto Sangyo University and Miyazaki are at home to Kyushu Liga's Kawasoe Club. Then on Sunday the 26th, Omiya travel to Hokushinetsu League side Fukui United. In Takaoka, Toyama meet Kansai University. At J Village, Fukushima take on Oyama SC of the Tohoku League. At the Sunpro Alwyn, Nagano meet another Tohoku League team, Saruta Kogyo. Imabari are looking at a difficult trip to Vietain Mie of the JFL. There's a home tie for Tottori against Chugoku League side FC Balain Shimonoseki. Kitakyushu travel to Kagoshima to meet the National Institute of Fitness and Sports in Kanoya. Hachinohe are at home to Briobeka Urayasu of the JFL. In Fukuyama, Sanuki meet Chugoku League side Mitsubishi Mizushima. And finally, Iwate host Hokkaido Tokachi Sky Earth of the Hokkaido League. With all the week's business seen to, then that's it for this mini pod. All that remains is for me to say thanks for listening, enjoy your football, and see you next time. Bye for now.